तो ब्रह्मा जी और गुरु वेरी क्वालिफाइड, दो ही हैज नो वस्तु सिद्धि, वस्तु सिद्धि नो, दो ही हैज नॉट कम इन द ओम्ब ऑफ एनी गोपी एंड सद इन वृंदावन टू राधा कृष्ण कंजुगल, बट ही हैज स्वरूप सिद्धि. Sarup Siddhi means he has realized his soul and in a glance he can see Krishna and Radha. But again, after trance he will be doing universal all these things, creating and so much observing these things. But he has his own Swarup realized. He cannot now enter in worldly things. Never. Any worldly things cannot attract him. Never. Though he is with Savitri and Gayatri, Saraswati, but only they are serving, and by them he is serving to Krishna. So he cannot be attracted with Maya. So if anyone who has realized their soul, no, here are you. My world is everything. So here, if anyone has crossed level of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and then Bhav may come, and Brahma has come to this, Bhav is there, and he has realized his Swarup. So he thought in his son, he searched in all Vedas and he concluded in the law that all the conditioned souls can be happy and they can realize their soul only by bhakti. And this bhakti has so many stages. From beginning to all siddha, perfection. Up to Golok Vrindavan Mahabhav, up to that, beginning from Shraddha. So, he thought that, he concluded this idea that only bhakti can help him to realize their natural and
happiness and the real nature.
Natural means swabhavik,
natural,
constructive self. Happiness and constitution, no other anything. So, but the root of all bhakti is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Desire to serve Krishna. And if it goes thicker and thicker, stronger and stronger, name will be changed, but same thing, from Shraddha and up to Mahabhava, same creeper, but it will be in seed size or seed stage. So this is seed stage. By hearing devotees, a desire may come to anyone. That I want to serve. That when it will be stronger and stronger, then, if I will do, I will serve Krishna, then my Lord, all activities in this world will be done. My life will be successful. when this will come, these sattvas are also of two kinds. One, depending on Shastra. In Shastra, everywhere it is written that if you are spending a religious life, serving your father, mother, donating so much, doing austerity so much, doing welfare of all the beings, but if you are not serving Krishna, then you will have to go to hell. Anyone cannot save you from that. These affected cannot save you. So I must serve Krishna. I should chant, remember, worship Krishna. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many books.
Kalivarnashtami yadi Krishna hi bhaje sata karma kudjate rurave kudi mohi.
It has been told everywhere. So fearing this, that if I am not going to serve Krishna, I am not going to chant, and I am not going to remember Krishna, then I will have to go to hell and so much suffering will be there. So if anyone, due to this fear, enters in bhakti and have this shraddha that I must serve Krishna, my whole life will be suffering. So this is called Shastra Avadharana Mai Shraddha, coming from Shastra. And another, Lobh Mai Shraddha, hearing the pastimes of Krishna by any high class of devotee. How Yashoda bended Krishna, how Siddham playing and giving so much pleasure to Krishna, how gopis are serving Krishna, and he is controlled. So many pastimes of Krishna. Then a greed may come that I should serve like Yashoda. When a day will come and I will be fortunate to give my breath in the mouth of Krishna. And I will control Krishna. Sometimes by hearing all these harikatha, sweet pastimes, a greed may come that I should serve not like Yashoda, not like friends, not like Satyabhama and Rukmini of Dwarka, not like Lalita Vishakha. Then what? Oh, like Rukmini, they have nothing to touch with Krishna. Always serving Srimati Radhika. So I want to follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in their intrinsic mode of Rupa Manjari Rati Manjari. And when this thick greed comes, then he tries to follow. So this is called
Lobhamai,
greed mai. Where there is greed. Oh, this is so superior, lot of. By luck and by fortunate, if any of the two has come, even that first has come, oh, we should try to think that we are so much fortunate. But this is seed, not sprouted, like a mango seed, like any wheat seed, paddy seed. So it is not as sprouted. But everything in that, as a seed has all kinds of potency, then he will be a big tree of mango. All the leaves are there, all fruits are there, all branches are there, shade is there. Sweet taste is there in their throat. But now nothing is seen in seed. Anyone cannot imagine, but those who are intelligent and they know that everything is there. So, in Shraddha, in the seed of bhakti, creeper, everything is there. If it will be sprouted, then first two leaves may come. And after that, four, after that six, and after 100 and 100 branches and leaves being. And after some time, very little mango, green, light, oil seed. After that, bigger, and then it will be like full growth, but green. And after that, it may come some reddish mood. What means? Not ripe, full, and not green. Middle stage. And then when? Oh, beautiful scent will come. Taste will come. And it will be somewhat soft, not hard. And any bee or
parrot
can come by stage to take it. Then look at it. It will come from the branches of tree. Very sweet. If any parrot has tested it, very
more sweet.
So everything in that seed, but it is not a sprouted nothing. But if you have that seed and by chance anyhow by hearing some Harikatha, it was as sprouted. But now no water, nothing is there, not covered,
fencing.
But no water, then what it will be?
Dry.
It will fall. This is the stage of any sadhu. By any good luck, he was fortunate. Guru came to him and he planted that seed in any beautiful heart. First he plowed it, made that land fertile. He gets some sap.
Fertilizer.
And then he made it with very interest and labor. And he planted that. Oh, you should take this and plant it. And Guru went. And he planted. Anyhow, sprout came somewhat. But in the time, no hearing, no kirtan, no other thing. Especially high class of association was not there. Then they may draw and they will never sprout again. Never. And if at that time you are hearing something, water is coming somewhere, that creeper now has taken shape, but if any offense, criticizing Vaishnava, Harinam, no faith in Harinam, oh, what? I have not seen any fruit of this name. This is like bogus. I prayed that my son should be saved, but my son died. I prayed that, I should make some money, but I lost what I had. Bogus name, nothing. And then we can give up. Then we can try to make money, make wealth by our own effort. And sometimes in morning, sometimes if you have some time, we can chant one round, two rounds, even not then bhakti will go on. And if you are doing offense at that time, oh, I'm doing it for my Gurudev, for myself. And then aparadhasti mata, this mad elephant, it is uproot.
Deeper and so.
Forever it will go away, never it will come. Very hard. So now this stage is like this. Swamiji planted. And get this seed. Oh, so many, everywhere in world. Or don't play, don't do like this. Don't close your eyes. Try to see when. So he came and gave it. But after that he went on. And scarcity of
water,
air, and fencing. No one was to control. And thus making so many offenses to the society. Oh, I am doing for my duty. And the elephant, mad elephant of offense came and appeared. Or if any man has not done all these offenses, but no sermon and kirtan by any high class of people, then it may be that a spouted thing will be yolish, you know?
Yellow.
Leaf will be yellow.
And after some time it will be black. Oh, thanks. So, if he is sincere and praying from his heart, then Krishna will manage. His Guru will manage. So here it has been told there that if that Shraddha has come, but if there is lacking of this association, then it may go down. That is how it has been told. Satam prasangam mamavit jasam vidau bhavan charita karana rasayanah katha tajyo sanata asu apabhagvat mani sabdharati bhakti. Three stages in this way. First, sadhan bhakti. What is sadhan bhakti of this? Sadhan bhakti, what is this? If you are chanting and remembering always in the association of bhakti, for bhav bhakti. You know bhav bhakti? When Shuddha Sat will come, a tendency, a mood will come like gopis, if you are following gopis, Rupmanjari. Then from there, a tendency to serve will come like this. This is called Shuddha Tattva. It has so many different stages. Thai Bhav, Anubhav, Sati, Devichari, so many. This will come. But it will come in the association of Satang Prasangam Vijya Samvita, very powerful. You can chant, remember, you can read your books, but not so strong. But any powerful Vaishnava is there, who has controlled his senses, he has engaged his all senses in Krishna service, Guru service, Vaishnava service, then he becomes so powerful. And always speaking the past and still past, very powerful of Krishna, past time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pashtan, Nityananda Prabhu Pashtan, the Satang Prasamam Vritya Sambhidhu, Bhavat the Rita Karana Rasayana Tatha. So much powerful, very tasteful, in hearing very tasteful, and in chanting very tasteful. Tatha is going on there. then first stage will come, then he will regain sadhan bhakti. What is sadhan bhakti?
Sadhan bhakti is those activities by which the senses are employed in order to attain bhava bhakti.
If anyone has no object that I want to attain sadhan bhakti, but he is chanting, remembering, worshipping, then what is that?
Shadow of sadhana.
Yes. Not Vasudha Bhakti. It is a shadow only, sublimance of bhakti. It cannot make it so high. We cannot advance by that. Oh, our object should be there, that I want to change my this sabda into bhav. Then it will be called sadhana. That if you have no object of your sadhana but chanting, remembering, especially worshipping, and after that nothing, making money and doing all these things. So much attraction for your body. Mind that soul. You have so much love and affection for your wife and for husband, your children, but not to Krishna like that. No taste in chanting and remembering. Only like you did it, like a fashion. You cook tilak very well in hours and hours. Oh, big bag, big chanting beat, how much?
5 kg.
5 kg. Oh, you have bought it for 1,000 rupees.
Radha Kunda
for TV or anywhere. Yeah. This is that is bigger malaya or bhajan is so bigger. Yeah. Oh, it is. And this also.
Ten.
Oh, tulasi, like leaves.
Yeah. Ten.
Like goblin. Oh, it will not help so much. Very little. So we should try to know all these things. What is mood? What is bhav? And then for bhav, if you will be in the association always, then it happens. No harm if you are married life or in grihastha life or in renounce. But everywhere, you should try to have this association life. And then your bhakti may, then it will come in the stage of nishtha, I have told so many times. And then after nishtha means, should I be in grihasthasam or I give up? Very bad thing. Like burning well. So I must give up. But no harm. Why, how I can give up my wife? This is my second or third wife. Oh, very little girl. Where she will go if I give her? Or husband, third or husband. Oh, very pleasant, he can give me so many things. So where I will keep him? But my life is busy. This wife, if I am giving off. So what to do? In dilemma. Life. Pendulum. This is called anishtha bhakti, not nishtha. No nishtha at all. What should I? Should I distribute books? It is good thing for making money also. Preaching also and bhakti also doing. And especially Prabhupada has told that by distributing book, you will go to Golok Vrindavan. So, but doing so, lakhs and lakhs dollars we collect. But we say, no help. Went to help. So, satam prasangamam vijyatam vidau. Always try to be in ekrishasara, a high class of Vaishnava, always hearing pastime. serving him. But it not means that you should always be with him. Always be. Oh, by mind, by your senses, by anywhere. He has deposited you to go to there, and sometimes you can come together. Try to follow. Then nishtha will come. Then taste will come first in sadhana, hearing, chanting. And then it will come in sadhya, Narayana and Krishna coming up. And after that, with a taste, chanting, remembering and hearing, always awesome. New realization will come. And then he cannot give up. And then it may be that Shuddha Saptati will come. And then it is Bhavata. And then what will we do? What will be? Symptoms. Shanteya Vartakala Samvirakthir Mana Sunyata Asamanda Samaskanda. What is the meaning of that? You should
have an idea.
Shanti means you'll become peaceful.
You should hear. What will be the symptoms?
No matter what disturbance there is, he remains tolerant.
Anyone may can tell that I am now a bona fide guru. I have that sentiment of bhava. He can weep sometimes, but these are not symptoms. You can hear and then apply if anyone tells him that I have no. And then you should see the symptoms. Also you can have these symptoms on, apply on yourself, that where I am, in what deep water I am. Understand?
Yes.
What deep water?
Yes. What is the
position? Thousand bhajan.
You should go.
Avyaksit Kalatva, he doesn't waste any time. Every moment he spends in hearing and chanting, not a moment in Sanskrit. And he's detached from worldly things.
Virakti.
Virakti Manasunya Sanskrit, he's detached from worldly things. Parsabandha. Manasunya Sanskrit means his mind is not at all engaged in material
activities.
He would
like
some
more. Peace and pride. Peace and pride. Even if some praise comes, it's not
effective. What is that price that he gives up? What price? All of the things that I am such a big devotee. I am such a person. I am controlled with so many.
I am rich. I am wealthy. And intelligent, most beautiful, having so much wealth and everything, this worldly falls it. I'm so rich, right? I've joined the university, I've passed the university. I'm so
healthy,
so strong. This falls. I'm a devotee. This is very dangerous. No need of any association. I can give so much help to others. But he is attached to all these things. So these are false devotees. We try to give up. Then?
Then Ashabandha. He has great hope to attain Krishna praise. And only that hope is keeping him alive. Just like the gopis when Krishna promised to come back to Vrindavan. Only that hope kept him alive.
Yes.
Smooth Kanta, he's very eager. The eagerness comes up to his throat and his throat is choked up.
Oh, he will think that, when speech will come? When bhakti will come? Really bhakti will come? When I can associate at very, very high class of Vaishnava? For when I will chant and then my throat will chant? I cannot. But this asa,
eagerness
will come. When? And for this, it is this Samutkanta.
Anamagana, Siddhartha, he's always experienced great faith in chanting Krishna's name and qualities. And anybody who hears him, he also develops that bond and faith, like Haridasa.
If anyone comes and disturbs them,
he thinks it's a great trouble.
Lord.
He doesn't want to be disturbed.
Cool. If he's a mother, like a Narada Rishi, even, he thought that he is my mother God. And he found it. He died, oh, he was very happy. So anything which will be harmful, like wall, then it will keep up on the place. No delay, a second delay. It is beautiful, very beautiful. And all are affected, and that something is come, then he may take. He knows God. He may be, will try to be that, or I should not be it. Like? Light?
Build up all the his eyes.
So this is Nam, Gani, Sada. In all things, he will have a very safe. Then?
Ashasti Gunasthane. He always wants to hear about the glories of Krishna from Guru and Vaishnava, and he'll always inquire, like, how would Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy in the Gambhira and what was he doing?
When he's sitting, that's what he remembers automatically, the past songs of Krishna about his Guru. Never like this.
Empty
mind. Or bad things coming. Asakti Sadgunasthane. Priti
Sadvatalasale. He only wants to live in Vrindavan or Navadvip, which is not different from Vrindavan, and he can't bear to live anywhere else, at least by mind, in Vamsi Vasi or Kanjanavati.
Really, this is the qualities of a Sadguru. And these kind of Sadguru are Vaishnava. They can plant this Shabda. They can create this desire to serve Krishna, otherwise not. The persons though who have not all qualities, nine qualities in them, really he is Vaishnava Abhar, not Vaishnava. He is not pure devotee.
Right.
He may think him that I am a pure devotee, but he is not. He cannot give that to anybody. So some Maharaj like us, they can see. And they can also,
yes,
by their association, they can give water. Otherwise, if you are so fortunate to have this, then your bhakti may come to up to this state. Otherwise, no. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling in his fourth line. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Why he is telling Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Param Prayojan? What is the meaning of Param Vijayate Krishna Sankirtanam? What it means?
May the chanting of Krishna's holy name, which is performed with Sambandhagya, which is free from offense and free from anatta, be all victorious.
Means, if anyone coming in this stage, initiated by any high class of Krishna, who has given this desire, that is that seed, no? And then he has given Sambandhagyan by mantra. What is your relation with, a special relation with Krishna he has given? Not only that, oh, you are eternal subject of Krishna. Not like that. Any relation he has given. By mantra, Gopi Jan Ballabhaya like this aspect. And we had received, realized that relation. Not realization, but I have made up in mind that my only one-pointed relation to Krishna. And then all earnest going have gone. No false ego. Only a simple, very little
smell.
Smell of earnest are there. Very little, very little. And if you are chanting, always hearing Harikatha from superiors, in this state, if you are chanting, remembering with Sambandha Jnana, then these seven kinds of results may come. Keto darpan marjanam bhavati ho mahada vasmi nirvapanam bhavati. Bhavati means? Not me.
No, may it. If you will have
to listen. Oh, it will. Much. He will have so strong belief. If like this, always in association, then other detachments, other attachments never will touch. Then no desire that I should marry again. He is worshipping in temple, always in association, having faith in Harikatha, and with Sambandha Jnana he has reached, and if he is serving, worshipping Krishna, then no desire of marriage or anything. But now we see that, I think that most desire coming as for worshippers. Because authority engages very beautiful boys in worship, very beautiful teenagers. And that is why all are attracted to, very Archan, very good. Very good. And they are attracted to the boy. And so many give proposal that I want to marry. How he can say, because he has no all these relations, and that is why they put down. Now this is the situation. I think that 99% of the worshippers are can do it. Only for 1 or 2 years after that. This is bad thing. If hearing Harikatha, and how these all desires, worldly desires may come, I don't think. I can. How it happens? It means that they are not worshipping. They are not following their Gurudev, nor hearing Harikatha. Even he is married, his attachment will go away. He can give up. Like Vrinda Mangal or anyone. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami was not married. We were married. We came to Gurudev. At once this desire went on. Why this desire come? It means that we have done some offense at that time. No faith in Radha and Krishna and the deity. No faith in chanting and remembering. You should be very, very strong for this. If lady is hearing all this Harikatha of Krishna and chanting and remembering with this state, he will decide that I never will marry. I am married to Krishna. Why this will come? Why to make money? All desires will go away. If not going, then what it means? There is some loopholes here. By this chanting, Cheto Marjanam No Bhavati. Cheto Baddharpan Marjanam. What is that? We will discuss. We'll explain all this after that. So he is telling that first we should be in that state. after initiation, with a relation with Krishna, giving up all your unwanted anartha, and you should join. Remember, always being in association. What is association? It is like a fencing, where bad things cannot, bad elements cannot come. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a fencing, like a fencing to Choto Haridas, Kala Krishna Das. You know, Kala Krishna Das, you know, don't you? Oh, who is Kala Krishna Das?
Kala Krishna Das was a personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was accompanying him when he was touring.
And oh, don't play with her.
In South India. And then it happened that there was one tribe of gypsies, they called the Bhatanari. So they came, some ladies from that tribe, and they allured the Kala Krishna and took him away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood this, he went there to the camp of the Bhatanari, and he entered into that camp, and he took Kala Krishna Das by the speaker, and he dragged him out from that terrible condition, and brought him back into his association.
What is the meaning of this? What is the lesson? If you are in association, outwardly, very high class of Vaishnava are there. Your Guru so high. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. But he has some desire worldly. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not went to dissolve. But he forcibly. But we are not so much powerful. Any devotee is not powerful like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can cross, but he cannot. Any guru can. That is dangerous. So we should try to realize all these things and do according to that. So he is telling that how transcendental name is. Can param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, param vijayate. How this glorious transcendental name can descend to this world on our son, on your heart, in your ears. How is it? If anyone is chanting like Haridas Thakur, and if you are hearing, but if you are offending any Vaishnava, then the chanting and hearing of the name, pure name from Haridas Thakur, even anything will not be done. But if there is no offense, like prostitute, he heard, and in 3 days she became so high class of Vaishnavi. And we are hearing from so many years and years and years, from 18 and 20 years, 25 years, but no
advancement.
Why? Always engaged in making money and making over this. This.
Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Tanya. Thank you. Thank you.